on pain. Punk is on a roll.
When you step into that ring.
Yes, no, yes, no. Okay, yes. I'm not going to sing.
Oh, ring the bell, ring the bell.
All alone
or in a pair.
I can't eat enough red meat.
We fly to the air.
I'm the best in this whole world.
I know that is not true.
Excuse me, don't you start a fight.
Can you dig it? You sing too.
Hey, yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Did you say hey, yo, or jig up?
Mo?
Did you?
What?
I didn't. Did I hear you right?
Nope.
Good. Hey, yo, I'm Mo.
Hi.
I'm Jigga Mo.
Jigga Mo?
Wow. Sometimes I wish you guys could hear us before we start recording. Most times I'm really glad you can't.
This is true. We have the greatest mic checks ever.
We'll just get this out of the way first.
Okay.
The greatest mic checks ever. We had a couple people who weren't on last week in the holiday party.
Right.
They were in the house. They followed us over. They were really pissed that they didn't get them on before we mentioned them.
Yeah.
First off, House.
Bull.
How's it going, Alf?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Alf, I know you weren't on. I'm sorry about that. You were getting fucked up in the basement with Michael Hayes.
I'm drinking cat juice.
Oh, hey, that's what reminds me. The tie-in here is that you once did a, what was it, like a Right Guard commercial or a Verizon commercial? What was it?
It was 1-800-C-A-L-L-A-T-T.
With Hulk Hogan.
With Hulk Hogan. He's my brother, obviously from a different mother.
That brings me to the question, did you watch his sex tape?
No.
Because the reason I ask is because, there he was, pleasuring, orally, pleasuring Miss Love Sponge. And I thought you would be proud of him because I thought you were the only one who liked to eat cats.
I do like to eat cats. But not like that.
Why?
Well, I was telling Willie the other day.
Yeah.
I was saying, Willie, my man, I don't like that way.
Mrs. Kitty?
Then he thought I was gay.
So we have breaking news here, everybody. We have finally confirmed it for everybody out there.
Yeah.
Alf is gay.
I'm not gay.
Oh.
That's an ugly rumor.
Oh, okay. You're not the gay?
I am not gay. I do enjoy watching Polka Jamboree.
Really? You're not gay?
I once rigged the ratings.
Mo, he's more gay than you.
Yes, he is.
Our Shiki was here for a second, but we got rid of him.
We did.
All right.
Well, no problem.
All right, thanks, Al. Let us know when you talk to Hulk Hogan. And the other guy who was pissed because he was here, and he also has stuff to say about Hulk Hogan, good old friend of the show.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
We're not giving you back talk. We're trying to introduce you.
Yeah, Mr.
I pity the fool.
Mr.
Don't make me mad.
It's Mr.
First name, Mr. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
That's it.
That's the one.
Thanks, T.
What?
Shut up, fool.
You have to go now.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
All right. The spirit of the holidays.
All right, enough with the nonsense. Let's talk about the nonsense that was Raw.
Yes, the Slammy Awards.
Yeah.
There was the LOL moment of the year brought to us by Bad Influence.
Yeah, fuck them. I mean, honest to God.
What?
Oh.
Why fuck them? They stole an idea and now people got to see it.
There's the thing, it's Bad Influence and Christopher Daniels, which is, of course, Christopher Daniels and Kaz, the best tag team in wrestling for the last several years.
Yeah.
And still, right now, the best tag team in wrestling. And unfortunately for everybody, they're over in TNA.
That's Christopher Daniels and Kaz Hayashi?
No.
Oh.
But they're, yeah, so they did this thing about 6 weeks ago or whatever, where they came out dressed like the Dumb and Dumber, the orange suit and the
powder blue suit, yeah.
Yeah, and so you want to take that, and I can understand you wanted to take something they did and get inspiration from it, but they just blatantly ripped it off when the New Age Outlaws came out in the exact same suit.
Yep. That's fine.
Really?
Yes, that's fine. As I said, people will get to see it.
Yeah, not that many people watched.
Hmm? Three times to four times more than watched Impact.
Well, maybe. Three
yes.
times. What was it? 2.7 was the rating? So
yeah, but they had... No, it wasn't 2.... Yeah, that was the rating, and I don't give a fuck about the rating.
Yeah, so what was the actual viewership?
It was like 3.8 million.
Are you sure?
Yeah. There was 1.45... There was a higher than average people per household watching.
So 3.8 million, and Impact has like 1.3?
It was like 1. No, 1.3.
Well, they do
what
like a 1.1 rating.
Kidding me?
They do a 1.1 run rating. I think they do a 1.3 million.
I think they just set like a 3-year record last week with 1.3 million.
Okay, so 1.2 million. So okay, 3
times.
I
would say 1.1. Yeah. So there's
three times as many.
Three
people.
Three times as many people. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, who cares? is really the point of it. But yes, the really the only thing that happened on Raw was
well,
the
we
end.
We got to see The Rock again. We
yes.
got to see The Rock
yes.
talk about
Biatch.
You look horrible tonight.
I forgot about that.
That was
and
so
made
fucking
me
good.
Laugh so much.
Oh yeah, it was great.
But at the end, they had the WWF title. And the world title, and they had the Rick Victor and Conan O'Brien ceremony.
The Ascension.
The Ascension ceremony. The title Ascension ceremony.
Yeah.
So, with...
This was stupid.
Stupid?
Uh-huh.
What was stupid about it?
It was stupid booking.
Okay.
It was exciting to watch.
It was.
It was stupid fucking booking. Didn't make any sense. The whole night didn't make any sense.
Well, no, but this is Raw.
Yeah,
so,
stupid booking.
So the finish. Go over the finish, then, of Raw.
Everybody hit their moves on each other.
Yeah.
Crowd went crazy.
Moves.
Crowd liked the moves.
Like moves.
Crowd liked Daniel Bryan.
Let's go moves.
They were right beside his home crowd, like
Let's
a few miles
moves.
From where he grew up in Athena, Washington.
Yes.
And
where,
Seattle.
Washington?
Athena. Isn't that where he was from? Athena?
No.
What is it?
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen. Same fucking day.
Yeah.
I don't plan to go to either one.
That's true.
So there's Daniel Bryan. The crowd liked him.
They do.
Triple H did not like the crowd.
That was awesome. He was pissed.
Everybody hits their moves.
Their...
The booking is stupid.
You know what they hit?
Done.
Their moves.
Yeah.
their
moves. It was over. I thought, fuck, I can't wait to not watch Saturday.
Well, John Cena did a brilliant job. Of much as the New Age Outlaws stole the Bad Influences tuxes, John Cena took Daniel Bryan's pop and used it, which is perfect. That's,
it was smart. It was smart.
That was brilliant. That was great.
Was
I thought that was. I thought that was great. You told him that he was going to give him the first.
Because they hated him up until that point.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then after that, they still hated him, but just not as much.
Yes, and I thought he got a great, Randy Orton, I thought, did a good job.
Randy Orton actually cut a nice promo. Too bad you couldn't hear it because people hated him.
Yeah, and John Cena, I thought, cut a great promo talking, and Randy Orton pointing out, you know, Mick Foley, you know, it took years off maybe it took his career in Foley.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then John
yeah, I
Cena.
Yeah, actually, that was the part I liked with Foley when he did.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah. And John Cena talking about no one wanted to give Dolph Ziggler a shot, and we had a match, and da 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 da, and then I went to war with Shawn Michaels. They pointed out a lot of the champions in that were there, which was good.
I wouldn't have had to do a screw job. I would have just beat you straight up myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bret Hart. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good. But and the fact when they were going when Hunter was losing it, and the crowd was going nuts, and in the background. You just see CM Punk killing himself laughing.
Oh, he loved it.
That was tremendous, too.
He thought it was hilarious that the crowd was hijacking the segment.
But, You had, I mean, you're basically what this is you've, there's a pay-per-view this
what?
Weekend. Yeah.
Can't be.
But,
what do you, wouldn't they have promoted it?
Could have. But it doesn't even matter. Because
no, it doesn't fucking matter.
The road to WrestleMania started on Monday.
Who gives a shit?
And that's the point that I wanted to make, is that you've got two matches now set up for WrestleMania.
Hmm, what are those?
You've got Punk and Orton,
mm-hmm.
as we talked about even last week, for the WWF title.
Perhaps.
And you've got Shawn Michaels and Daniel Bryan.
Who cares?
For the...
Maybe you do. I doubt it.
And that doesn't do anything for you?
Not a good thing.
So we should just end this show?
No. What we should do is have some
good
booking.
Why do we even watch wrestling then?
What we should do is have some good booking for it. That's what you should do.
There's one. They've set it up.
They set it up shitty.
How did they set it up
What's
shitty?
What's the last thing we saw before we saw Shawn Michaels? Now, number one, I don't understand Shawn Michaels' attitude the whole night. And what's the last thing we saw for Shawn Michaels before this episode Monday?
Tapping to the yes lock.
And what happens then? What's happening during that segment?
What do you mean what's
he
happening?
He taps to the yes lock. And
yes.
The next thing that's sold, and sold much heavier than that yes lock.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H wasn't there for Shawn. Triple H wasn't there for Shawn like Shawn was there for Triple H.
Right.
That's what came out of that segment. That was the point of that segment. Guess what?
Well, that was the point of the segment that next week.
That was not the point. That made
actually, that
and that's really what make that's what pissed me off. Is you set up something in another direction and now you switch it, it doesn't make any sense. The last time we saw Shawn Michaels, he should not be protecting Triple H. He should be pissed at him.
Yeah, I could see that. But
and that's why I'm not excited, because to tell you the truth, I would rather see Shawn Michaels versus CM Punk anyway. Much more intriguing to me, much better match to me, much better personalities.
I think the difference...
And if I'm not going to get that, then at least give me some good booking to lead into this thing. This is not making any sense to me, and that's why I'm not excited.
See, I think the difference between the two of us is that I have long since given up on overanalyzing this. Because...
Then why do we even do a show?
There's skits...
Then why do we even watch?
What?
We can watch, but why do we do a show then if we're not going to overanalyze?
Sit back and watch. Well, you can analyze, but
it doesn't make any sense.
Overanalyze. And
it turned me cold because it doesn't make any sense.
How does it not make...
You set up a different storyline, and then you switched it without any memory, any continuity, any anything. Again.
Well, it's
yes.
true. That continuity is so important.
It is. And they've done it again.
Again. Well, the thing is...
And I don't believe we're going to see Shawn Michaels versus Daniel Bryan anyways. I don't
well, that's
Shawn,
the... That's,
I don't think Shawn Michaels is wrestling. So
That's the factor. That's the unknown. That's the X factor.
Yes, he is. I
think
he's way more likely to wrestle the Triple H still. But
yeah.
I still don't understand. I don't even understand his attitude. And also, tell you the truth, I always was like, Shawn Michaels apologized to him, and he didn't accept it. Daniel Bryan's the dick.
My favorite part of it is the... was the end, where the very end of the segment before the pay-per-view,
mm-hmm.
there was a pedigree.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was all about the game
and
how you play it.
Yeah, same thing on SmackDown, even though I didn't bother watching it.
I didn't, yeah.
Yeah, what's the
last
thing?
Oh, there was an apology or something.
It's Randy Orton shaking the hands of Triple H and saying, you have confidence in me, and Triple H saying, that's right, I have confidence in my guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's it. And Randy Orton going, "What does that mean?" I'm walking away, and Triple H's music playing again.
Yeah.
So final two shows, whose music plays? The biggest fucking star in the company, that guy who wrestles three matches a year,
mm-hmm.
Triple H.
Yes. Well, you know, but then, what it was is, though Triple H is, you didn't see SmackDown. I saw the end of SmackDown. What it was, he says, "Yeah, I have confidence in my guy." And then it wasn't Orton's music that was played.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, it was the Four Tops.
Oh.
Yeah. Nothing you can do can tear me away from my guy.
My guy!
That was the song that ended the show.
Yeah, as it should be.
Yeah,
But this time it was sung by Motorhead. Nothing you can do can tear me away from my guy.
Motherfucking my guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like how I played the guitar there on the audio
it's
podcast?
It's an audio podcast. It's not a video podcast. That's okay.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't really care so much about what they did and didn't do. It's just, as I said, the fact that we're getting hints of WrestleMania, which is what the Slammy Awards have always been, at least recently, when they, I mean, as far back as when Bret Hart returned with Dennis Miller.
I suppose,
that
yeah.
was your...
And that year was in, that year though, wasn't it in, actually it probably was about the same time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in December, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're starting to now, Slammy Awards, you're starting to get those hints of WrestleMania, and then you get closer. But that's so, and because you got the holidays and you got all the bullshit that'll happen in between where none of it, as I said, nothing's going to matter between now and the new year, television-wise, because viewership on the 23rd and the 30th will be, you know, relatively
low.
So,
yeah. Not like now, when the 3.8 million.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
But I think those two matches are ones that I could see coming through. Again, the reason that I like it is that it gives people something to do, and Shawn Michaels and Daniel Bryan will be a great match.
If we get that, it should be a pretty damn good match.
Yeah.
It should be, depending on how much Shawn has, how he holds up and everything. It'll probably be all right. But, I mean, it would make Daniel Bryan seem like a big star, because...
Yeah.
The only two men that could probably be cheered, three men. There's only three men I can think of that could face Shawn Michaels in a match at WrestleMania and be cheered, and it's Daniel Bryan,
mm-hmm.
Steve Austin,
yeah,
and The Undertaker.
Yeah,
that they would get more cheers for. So that
maybe Punk.
No, Punk would be the heel.
Well, Punk would go heel in the
then
film.
Again, Punk had almost 50-50 against Undertaker, so...
Yeah.
But Punk would be the heel against Shawn Michaels. The Rock would be the heel against Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
In his return now.
Yes.
You know, I mean, those are the only three guys. I think Daniel Bryan, the crowd would be largely behind him, just like they'd be largely behind Undertaker and Austin. And that's it. Like, those are
mm-hmm.
only three guys. So that makes him seem like a huge star. So I like that.
Yeah. But that's what I like about it. I mean, I think it'd be a great match. And I said CM Punk can have, if they're going to put the title match on last, CM Punk can quote-unquote main event WrestleMania. And that...
I don't think it goes on last.
The feather underneath.
Right now, I would see Undertaker and Brock being the final match.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I would lay heavy odds on that.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be the Vince McMahon Triple H angle going on last.
Right, yeah,
I could see that.
That's been somewhat quiet lately.
Yeah.
You know, they really haven't done a lot that way. So, yeah, you could do that. I mean, I think the Vince one is still your middle of the show. I mean, again, it's going to be a 4-hour again show.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think that one's your middle of the show match, is that whatever the Hunter Vince thing. I mean, I guess it depends on what it ends up being. If it is, you know, Hogan and Cena, or if Vince picks his son and to team with Cena, you know, so you get
Vince
Cena.
Picks his son?
Well, you get Cena and Hornswoggle.
Oh, okay.
Right? Against Hunter and his favorite one, Lord Little Dick.
Oh. yes.
Bundy could squash him.
At least he doesn't like him. He's small. He looks like a troll. He's ugly.
Mm, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
fucking idiots.
Fucking Himmler.
yes.
But.
Well, anyways, yeah, I mean, that's the thing it has potential. That is... Right now, the buzz is the idea of Daniel Bryan and Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Will Chris Jericho be back? Will RVD be back?
Yeah.
You
will
know,
anybody care?
Will anybody care, especially depending on whether or not Shawn Michaels doesn't come back? Is there some way to make one of those two elevate them to the point where they can mean something in Shawn Michaels' place?
Seriously,
no.
I still am skeptical that we'll see Shawn wrestling. But
yeah, I still am a bit skeptical of that. I don't know how old his son is, because that was the whole deal, is that he would come back.
Well, how old
to
was
son.
He, like, a couple years ago
at the Hall
of
Fame?
Fame.
Yeah,
eight
so
or something.
Yeah, it's okay. So it's 10. So that would be old enough that he could
maybe.
Have
but
that match
I don't
match
really know if he gives a shit about that. That's always been the speculation.
Well,
nobody knows that.
No, that's
that.
What he said.
No, he didn't.
He did.
What?
He said it in an interview that, you know, maybe when my son's old, my son, if if my son ever says he'd like to see Daddy wrestle and see what all this is about, then he would do it. So, yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
Right?
Who knows?
I always thought it would be against. Honestly, I always thought it would be against Uncle Hunter. Like you said,
and I feel that was the way they left me thinking with that angle.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Daniel Bryan's already got his revenge on the guy twice now.
With Sean, though.
And he apologized.
The difference with that, with fighting Uncle Hunter, is that, like, Sean's from Texas, so his kid's probably pretty stupid and won't be able to figure out that wrestling's fake and that why are you beating up Uncle, why is Uncle Hunter beating you up? Like, there is that.
Well, the only thing that makes me think that he may be coming back is not that angle at the end. It's the fact that he was such a heel persona.
Mm-hmm.
When giving out his award and when winning his award.
Yeah.
He was such a fucking heel. But that might have just been because everybody knew he was going to get a heel reaction because of him and Daniel Bryan. Because
it was Daniel Bryan.
In Seattle, and he decided to play it up. The thing that I didn't like about it was he was being a heel, but he wasn't being a heel who was selling anything. He was being a heel who was too cool to be there. He was the Shawn Michaels of 1996 to 1995. He wasn't, to me, doing anything that made you... He was acting like he didn't take this seriously.
Yeah. And why would you, though?
Well, that's
seriously,
true.
Though.
When Bret Hart came out to announce how important it was to be voted the best match of the year, he took it pretty seriously.
What?
It was crazy.
Bret Hart took something seriously?
Yeah. Weird. I can imagine.
That is strange. That is strange.
I don't like the look of me in that mirror. Is that because it's small that it makes me look fat and... Like, it's compressed?
No, the fat makes you look fat. Remember when we saw you repping ROH?
Yeah. How did Rob Ford get in there, anyway?
I don't know. But, trying to think, then you got we got Brock and Taker, we got Orton and Punk, and we've got... The one thing I did like about that final segment,
two or three other fat guys here.
Is, really? A lot. But, was that Punk? See, I was. It was kind of a bit of a roller coaster in terms of emotion. They were hitting their moves, and I was like, "Yeah, this is great."
Yeah.
And then Orton pie-faced Punk, and Punk went after Orton. I'm like, "That's awesome." And then Hunter grabs Punk by the hair and like throws him back. I'm like, "Ah, fuck." But then Punk actually hit Hunter and knocked him out of the ring.
Yeah.
I was like, "Okay, good," because I was expecting again the whole
the way he threw him down, though.
Yeah.
He was like. Fucking just...
I was waiting, but if Punk had just, you know what I mean? Like, if Punk had just stayed there and not gotten and defended himself, which is what I was expecting because it's Hunter. So I was glad that he did punch him. But again, it's still, we'll wait and see. One guy, Sheamus, I guess, has had some setbacks.
Oh, has he?
And he's not going to be ready, and they were talking about him coming back for, like, Rumble, but he might not even make Mania at this point.
Okay.
That's a guy that we talked about.
There's nobody else who's come back. Like, obviously, Bad News Barrett will probably be in a main event position.
I assume so.
You know, after being on TV for 1 week and then not being on.
Oh, he was on SmackDown.
Yeah, but not being on Monday. The one people give a shit about.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sort of.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, okay, so Sheamus is all be back in time. So that is also, yeah. Like I say, I mean, there's so Jericho and RVD.
No, Dean Ambrose needs somebody to fight.
Well, I don't know, does he?
Well, I guess he's Roman Reigns, I guess, if they go that way. Or if they split, the Wyatts and
how many months ago did he win that U.S. title?
Oh, was he the U.S. champion when they came in May to us?
I think he
may
have.
Did he beat Kofi? I think he beat Kofi.
He did beat Kofi, because Kofi won it, that's right.
Yeah.
Right after coming back.
Yes.
From his injury or something, right?
Yeah, Kofi. Kofi and the Miz is going to turn on him again, I think.
Yeah. Well, actually, the turn I'm expecting at the show tomorrow, because they have teased it, and I think they're going to go with it right away, is Cesaro turning face and being punked, him costing them the match or losing or whatever, and the real Americans turning on him and Coulter and Swagger and I believe they're going to break up that team and turn Cesaro tomorrow.
Just too bad.
Yeah, I think that they're not doing it the right way, but, you know, like I said, I turned both of them. I turned them as whole team at face for a while.
The problem with it I find with it is that, yes, as much as I like Cesaro get a push, turning him, they're not...
Cesaro Ambrose?
Cesaro Ambrose, sorry.
Well, they're just, you're just not going to get it now. Like, it's, the timing is not right. If you turn him in June, or you turn him in May,
yeah,
and you let him build as a baby face for that to Mania,
yeah,
then that's what means something. But right now, they're just going to turn him, he's going to have this useless match against Swagger at Elimination Chamber, and
yeah,
then they're going to have nothing for Mania. They won't be on the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, the timing isn't right. Whereas the tag team, they could conceivably have a multi-man tag team match with, you could slap all those tag team primetime players.
You could have a gauntlet match or something,
yeah,
like that. Ever
get all
Mania,
those guys in on Mania like they like to do, right?
Yep.
Your
yep,
show and Ray as a team, keep
yep,
them as a team, like that kind of thing. So you could...
Boy, they make good use of show.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is with when you're talking about a turn, it was like Miz is turning heel, Miz is turning heel. Like, Kofi, he's starting to have that swagger. Like, he's always come out. When he comes out, he's always doing that dance. It's like a
yeah,
jig.
Yeah.
But I think he might turn heel because he is starting to get boos.
I think we can actually see, I think we could actually see, I think we could, you're right, maybe we can see both Miz and Kofi turn heel.
Yeah.
Because they're both, you know,
I
they're
both getting boos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm,
just gonna go see what my dog's doing here.
I don't know. Your dog is apparently just probably sees a squirrel or something. Pretty damn bright animal there. Well, I mean, smarter than Addy, so you know, really didn't take much. So, but yeah, I mean, okay. So I mean, if Kofi turns heel, Miz turns heel. Does any of this give any of them a chance to be on WrestleMania at this point? No, they're just undercard guys. We probably should go through the pay per view here because I don't know if there's anything else to be said about that final segment. It was a lot of fun to watch. I still think the booking doesn't make any sense on 1,000 different levels. And it was a great crowd. I mean, that sums up Raw, and everything else didn't matter. As a show overall, probably the Slammies do entertain me, because there's enough clips that are entertaining, or just the way the show moves, and you know, the different things to break it up, the award presentation. I like the little opening segment they did, you know, making it seem like an actual awards show. I like seeing the Bellas get the shit booed out of them. I thought that was kind of funny. I do question, though, even though they're saying that, you know, the voting was 100% legit, and, I mean, if the voting wasn't legit, I guess you wouldn't have seen Daniel Bryan win Superstar of the Year, but still, I mean, some of that voting doesn't make sense, and I can't see it as being legit, and one of the main reasons I can't see it being legit is if it's legit and they're giving up the WWE app and telling you, you know, download it, and nice of them to show us how to get it again, isn't it? Yeah. Because nobody knows how to do that if they have a smartphone. But anyways, if they are doing that and they you know, are telling people, vote on the app, vote right through the commercial break, why is it they already have the envelope with the winner out there, you know, if it's real voting right until the end? So that I think is kind of stupid. Addy is apparently at the door. What was that? Was that? Did
my
you?
Daddy.
Oh, did he? Oh, your daddy?
My daddy.
You gave it the office, did you? They're saying if the voting is real for this app, then why is it they already had the envelopes with the winner printed before they got out there?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, no, they didn't, because what happened, if you were live, what actually happened is they had the guy come out, like Bret Hart, let's say,
mm-hmm,
come out. Then they introduced the wrestlers, like I think it was Cesaro and Sin Cara that had that match or whatever. Bret come out, the wrestlers come down, Bret goes to the back, they go to commercial, Bret comes out,
mm-hmm,
again. So it just, on TV, it didn't seem seamless. So conceivably, if it is, and I'm not saying it is.
If they're voting right to the last second,
if it's
still,
yeah,
they're getting the results right there. And have,
well,
no,
it's, not, the, it's not the last second, though. There is voting that was closed.
Oh, they were,
above.
No, they were telling you to vote to the app right to the last second. And
well, yeah.
I don't know. It just didn't make sense to me.
Anyway.
I question the
yeah,
validity of WWE.
What?
I know.
Oh, huh. The door there?
The match.
That was my daddy.
The match is
my daddy.
The matches are real, though, right?
Oh, yeah. In Texas. Sure.
Yeah. Speaking of Texas, go ahead. You're going to say something about Texas?
They're dumb. No, I was going to talk about, we already mentioned that WrestleMania is going to be in Dallas.
Yeah. We already mentioned that. And we were talking about your daddy. Speaking of whiners.
Mm-hmm.
GSP, he wants to be on the show. Should we have him on?
Yeah, we could have GSP on the show.
GSP, what do you have to say?
The fighting, it is so hard. I cannot do it anymore. Can you fight for
Shut
me?
The fuck up, GSP.
Sorry.
Okay, that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
You can call me Mo.
The French, eh? All right. What else are we talking about here? Yeah, we mentioned WrestleMania.
Should we break down the show? Should we break down the pay-per-view? I don't know.
Oh, the pay-per-view. Right, I forgot about that. I'm just looking at my notes here.
We did get a question. Do we want to do the question now while you're looking for this up here?
Okay.
Because Blowjob Whitner, good old Blowjob there, and if you look at the email, that is what it says his name is.
Nice.
I don't know if it means giving or receiving. I don't think this is the same guy in ROH, but maybe it is. Who knows?
It's Christmas. It's the spirit of giving.
Yeah, it's probably Blowjob Whitner. Have fun then. But he asks us, I know the WWE payoffs are based upon sales, and guys get paid depending upon how many sales are or how many buys are made for the pay-per-view, which I'm paraphrasing this because I don't have it right in front of me.
Wow.
But yeah,
and you're doing a great job with
that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, but yeah, I know the guys get paid based on the pay-per-view buys.
Yes.
So if the pay-per-views have gone away and it's gone on the network, how will that affect how they do the payoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Any idea? I really don't know, actually.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't know anybody knows this yet. Would, I mean, when you're looking at the breakdown of pay-per-view, I mean, a couple of things. Pay-per-view is still going to exist, you know, because if you don't get the network, if you don't have access to the network. Like,
for a little while. Eventually, it's not going
to. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's going to give them time to figure out payoff.
Not a long time.
I think it's going to give
them
time.
It's going to affect it immediately, though.
Some people,
I mean,
some people could still, you'll still be able to order pay-per-view. It's just if you get the network.
Yeah.
And eventually, it's going to go away. But
I mean, if Night of Champions, let's say a Night of Champions, just theoretically.
Did eight buys.
Well, no, but if Night of Champions, let's say it's headlined by Randy Orton and John Cena, and it does 150, or Randy Orton, not you, John Cena. Randy Orton and
Daniel Bryan
does 150,000.
Yeah.
And then Daniel, the next month is Battleground, and it's Randy Orton and
Daniel
and
Bryan,
CM Punk, and it does 200,000. CM Punk would make more money than Daniel Bryan because it had the paper, it had more pay-per-view buys,
correct.
And he was on top.
You bet.
You're changing that structure. I don't know how they're going to work it. I don't know how they're going to be able to judge it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, house shows and who's on top, they've already changed that structure somewhat because they're so brand-specific now for sales.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, actually selling the card, they sell the brand.
Yeah.
So that's already changed somewhat. So I really don't know how it's going to affect payouts. Are the guys going to make less money? Only if the company's making less money, theoretically. But
will it be the end of downside guarantees?
I kind of wonder. Like, I could it have some effects? I think there could be some
the
stuff
fact
that we
is,
don't know.
Is the downside guarantee model is a little bit out of date, and it made sense for the time. Like, you drew, you got paid.
Yeah.
And now with this big corporate structure with multiple revenue streams, the fact that television rights is the big thing, that their incomes are consistent, I think it's going to go more towards, like, a sport in terms of, like, let's take the NFL, for instance. Like, that they can hire Randy Orton for $100,000, or let's call Camacho. You can hire Camacho for $40,000 a year, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they can always fire Camacho or release him at any given point.
Yes.
But his salary, while he's employed, is guaranteed.
Yeah.
And I think that's the deal. I think you might get some merchandise, like athletes do in terms of sponsorships.
Yes.
Except for your sponsors, WWF, is that you'll get a cut of your merchandise and
stuff
like that.
You'll still get a cut of merchandise, and you'll still get a cut of DVD sales, theoretically.
Okay, but I would consider that merchandise, sure.
Yeah, I would consider merchandise, too. Yeah, good point.
But any of that stuff that you're on, I think you get a cut of.
Yeah.
But I think your salary will just be your salary.
The downside should go up, then, theoretically.
Your guarantee, yeah.
Should go up because they're not going to be able to do the payout. And we don't know. But, I mean, it's an interesting question that Blowjob asked us. And, you know, I appreciate that Blowjob.
Mm-hmm. It's a hard question. And really it sucks. But
to not know the answer.
Right.
You know, and eventually the answer will come.
It will. Sometimes twice. But I do think that it should go up. Sometimes it'll go down.
Then it goes back up.
Then it goes back up.
Give it like 20 minutes, the answer will go back up.
Just to get warmed up.
I am worried that some of these guys, some of these wrestlers, will get the shaft. You know?
Yeah. Well, no, and there's people like Pat Patterson who want that.
That's true.
I mean, he's pushing for it.
And what if they have a Polish guy? Well, is there any Polish wrestlers right now? Thank God not, because, you know, you have to be careful with the pole here in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Polish sausage.
Yeah.
No, Ivan Putski.
Yeah.
But no, I think that salary structures will be changing.
They could go limp. They could.
Yeah, I think that it'll be different. But let's talk about TLC now that I got this up. Right? Now that I got this up here.
Yeah. Folks, in case you haven't noticed, yeah, it's true. We'll say it again. We appreciate all the listeners and the great feedback. We really just do the show for ourselves. So pretty obvious, isn't it? We're not in any way concerned about you, the listeners. Just trying to make each other laugh. All right. Let's move on.
Laugh along with us.
Hopefully.
The kickoff match. Dolph Ziggler against Fandango. If that is his real name.
The kickoff match?
It's the kickoff match, also against Fandango, which there's a copyright dispute right now for the name Fandango.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Which is actually part of the reason they actually called him Fandango. Remember when he debuted and he was Fandango?
No, I don't remember
that. The first night, I think they were in England, and the first one that they did, and they dropped it for a little while. Remember
they did
vignettes, and they dropped it, and they brought it back. The first one ever that came out said Fandango. And two O's at the end, and that was the, again, for copyrights, like China with a Y, you know. They're fighting that in court right now, I guess.
Oh, are they?
Well, I mean, I don't know about court. It's been contested. I don't think they've gotten to the fighting stage yet.
Oh, yeah.
But
either way, are we going to see a huge eruption when one of these guys comes out?
Who gives a fuck? I don't even know. Where is TLC? Do we even know?
I don't fucking know.
Let's look.
Where would it be? We'll say.
Toyota Center in Houston, Texas. See? Speaking of stupid people. then we had a tag team championship match with the Road Club.
Wait, who wins?
What?
Fandango, right?
Who gives a fuck? Yeah, Fandango will win, of course. Goldust and
Cody. How good a match should it be? It actually probably be 2.5 stars. You know what? Dolph Ziggler for a little while there, for a while, he got defeated and he stopped working hard in the ring.
Yeah.
He's giving it again a little bit. He's trying a little bit more.
Because he wants to be on WrestleMania.
Yeah. He's trying.
Did you hear about when all the champions for that Conor O'Brien ceremony that they had, the Ascension ceremony, when all the champions were coming down to the ring, they all got their music.
Until they got to
the end of the stage, except for Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler was like, I'm here to show the... And then it was it. And then they moved on to the next one. He got to take, like, 3 steps, and then, the next music played.
Yeah, well...
Pretty funny.
You know what? They were in a time crunch. They were during a commercial break.
Yes.
So...
Tag team. Okay, so the Rhodes Brothers against Ray...
I mean, whose music are you going to cut off early? Dolph Ziggler or Great Khali? I mean, for fuck's sake, it's obvious, right?
Well, that's true.
That's another thing I have to say about Raw, just to go back. When I went to, and I know this is a long period of time or whatever, but when you look at what's wrong with current WWE, you look at all those people who've been champion, and you go, oh, yeah, that's part of it.
Oh, yeah. You had Bret and Shawn there.
Yeah.
And Hunter, I guess.
And Mick.
And Mick.
Old guys, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, you start having all the guys in the WWE roster, current roster.
Alberto and Miz and Swagger and Ziggler.
Yes.
Anybody else? Oh, and Miz Ark was there.
Yeah.
Was Big Show out there?
Big Show was out there. Ray was out there.
Khali, yeah.
Christian, of course.
That's right, yeah, Christian.
Made an appearance.
Yeah.
And on the website, he said he's been away because he had a concussion. They did an interview with him. He said he had a concussion, and him and his wife had a child, and that's the only time you're ever going to hear him talk about his personal life, which is hilarious, because in TNA, his personal life was a huge storyline for several months.
Yeah.
When Abyss was attacking his wife in their home and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like most home invasion angles, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, well, that's his other injury, because back in TNA, because he was brought in by Dixie, and so he got a concussion. So
that'll happen.
Yeah,
gotta be careful of the contacts.
You do. That continuity is so important. But okay, so we're talking about Goldust, Cody Rhodes against Rey Mysterio and the Big Show against Ryback
Christian
Axel.
Christian can't come back to TNA, can he?
No. No, he doesn't want to. Ryback Axel.
Oh, yeah, Ryback Axel.
And the Real Americans.
Versus who was the other guys?
Ray and Cho.
And who was the other ones?
The champions, the Rhodes Brothers.
Hmm.
So no primetime players, no Usos, which actually the Usos is the one that surprised me, but they're trying to get Ray and Cho over as a tag team, which are together as a tag team, established as a tag team, which I actually think is a really good idea.
Well, and the point about this is, number one, both of them knees are shot right now.
Yes.
You know, and the other thing...
And by right now, you mean forever.
Well, especially Ray forever.
Yeah.
But both of them's knees are shot at the moment. But I mean, Big Show has a litany of injuries too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you're like the chronic knees to him are just considered fucked for good.
Bryan Adams and Brian Clark.
Chronic.
Mm-hmm. Chronic.
Davey
Richards.
Yeah, Russell Undertaker and fuck up. Good job, guys.
Mm-hmm,
What was I saying?
Doesn't matter.
No. The thing is about those two is especially when you have them together, then they can. You can hide their injuries,
mm-hmm.
and especially in a four-way match, even
cool.
easier
yeah.
to hide their injuries, right?
That's right.
Ray, I guess, is back probably because he wants to be on WrestleMania and Royal Rumble because those are the big paydays.
Yeah.
Right? But he's not healthy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if you're going to do the Mega Roads Explode, is this where you start it?
You could. I mean, now would be... I mean, who do you give the tag titles to, I guess, would be the question.
Like I say, I kind of see that probably... I think it's possible. I'm not going to call it as a guarantee, but it's possible Cesaro turns heel here and Swagger. Right. And if you're doing that, then you don't do another angle like that at the same time.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
I'd like to keep the Real Americans together, win the tag titles here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would like to see, too.
Pinning Cody.
Because then you could have them defend in the gauntlet match against all those other teams,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
They're perfect for that.
Yeah, and then, the Mega Roads explode,
Do
an angle in the Rumble, you know, where Cody saves...
Because let's face it, Axel and Ryback is not a long-term
team. It could be.
Team.
I think it is. I like it.
I suppose.
I don't like either one of those guys in a single, so why not?
Well, I guess.
You know, put them together, why not? I think that... you get, I think you have the Rhodes deal. I mean, what you do to me is Cody saves Goldust a few times in the Rumble, and then Goldust turns around and eliminates Cody as the heel.
That's I think that's a strong heel move, yeah.
Yeah. And
if
then,
you do it right, not like they did with, Sid Justice and Hulk Hogan.
Yes, that's right.
If you do it right, it will be, yeah, it'll,
yeah,
it'll
that'll
be
work
over.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, any of these teams really, I mean, except for Ryback and Curtis Axel, I think, could win the tag titles, and it'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't
really
matter,
I,
you know
I,
what I mean? Because Ray,
have a feeling that Ray, like, I mean, this might not, depending on whether or not you're doing an angle with the Real Americans, then the Rhodes hold on to it, otherwise it's probably time for the Rhodes to lose the belt now. But you could wait until Elimination Chamber and hold it off and have
you
them
could.
There.
You could do
right
it
before
too.
WrestleMania or after. Start the tension here or start the tension at Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
But it's just that it's just what I've seen on TV. I'm not seeing any tension between them, whereas I am seeing Cesaro playing to the crowd and acting like a babyface in the matches and Swagger not.
They could
which makes me think that that's where they're thinking of change or of you know, breaking them up and turning one of them.
But if they are starting to have that, then they could bring in Chubbs Patterson from Happy Gilmore. Just easing the tension, baby. He could ease the tension, see?
I don't know. I haven't watched that movie in too many years.
Really? Classic.
Every now and then I'll go on YouTube and watch Bob Barker beat up Adam Sandler.
Yes.
So that shit's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Or Chavo. But who do we got? What do we got next? We got so really the thing is that if Show and Ray win, it's because they're big stars. If the Real Americans win, it's good. And if the Rhodes Brothers, then they could retain, and that would be okay as well. Axel and Ryback still need a little more time together. I think
you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we got Intercontinental Champion Nikki Langston against
Big
Langston.
Biggie Langston.
Langston. Against Damian motherfucking Sandow. This match actually hasn't been built up too bad.
I suppose. It's still the IC belt. So it doesn't fucking matter.
You know,
theoretically it matters more after this night, but it still doesn't matter.
You know who's really done actually a good job at this? Is JBL.
Yeah.
JBL has promoted the shit out of this
match. I'll say this. I actually think that Big E...
Langston.
When Big E was on commentary, I thought he did a nice job.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, again, he's a good baby face. So give him time, and too bad they've jobbed him out so much getting to this point.
Well, I mean, as a heel, he just wasn't getting any booze. And so you had to turn a baby face, and it's a good move.
Well, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But,
no, it's true. As a heel, the jig was up.
Well, yeah. Divas champion AJ Lee against Natalya and AJ. Who do you think is going to take this one?
One of the things, actually, is I don't really care who wins the match. I mean, does anybody? AJ's actually had the belt for a long time. She did not win the Diva of the Year award because they wanted to boo the Bellas. And again, I don't know if this is because of the reality show or because it's not a real thing, the Slammies, or how that came about, but. AJ and Natalya, I mean, I think in a lot of ways Natalya should win this. It's funny because she just lost clean to Paige on NXT a little while ago, a couple weeks ago. Actually, she went down to NXT and that and another match with, I can't remember, Bailey, I think is the name of the chick. And so she goes down there for a training stint or whatever you call it for NXT, and she's on the show a couple weeks. And, of course, she drops clean and loses every match, and now she's challenging for the Divas title. But whatever, it's NXT. Nobody sees NXT, so I guess it doesn't matter. But there you go. But anyway, so back to it. Should Natalya win it? Probably. She's had a bunch of shots, and she hasn't won it. And she's got the crowd sort of into her more than pretty much any other Diva except for AJ. So, I mean, I guess you could consider changing it. It's just that I don't feel like they have any plans for either one of them, regardless of whether they're winning or losing. They don't have plans for either AJ, it doesn't seem, or Natalya. As far as a work rate, I would say that AJ is not a bad work. And once again, when you watch Natalya versus Paige, it was great because you're actually watching these women wrestle. And you're seeing Natalya do all these things, these flips and these different moves there. You're like, fuck, she's way more athletic than she comes across in WWE when she's wrestling.
Yeah. Because
she's with people that can't wrestle. But my favorite thing about all of this is, just this morning I was watching on YouTube, watch Divas talk during matches is basically like the thing. And it's like just a bunch of like clips of like Divas saying funny stuff to each other during matches.
Yeah.
Just things like, you know, so it's like Alicia Fox versus Natalya, and it's like she takes off her weave and she goes, what are you going to do with it? Not so pretty now, you know, and then she's walking around going, where's my weave? You threw it in the audience and you owe me more hair and stuff like that.
Owe me more hair.
It's hilarious. But anyways, so it's like three different segments. They're all like 2 minutes each, and it's every woman. It's like a ton of women, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Natalya is on like 90% of them. Because she actually talks to the guys during the match. She'll, like, be rustling. She's rustling Caitlyn going, oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, no, you're not. That's when she hits her and stuff like that.
Nice.
Like, all this stuff. And you don't... And so I'm going to actually be watching that match if I watch this event, which
yeah.
I don't... We'll get to that at the end. But I'd be watching it to hear Natalya just to listen to what she says during the match. Because
I
have the feeling I'm missing a good show.
Did you hear what the finale of Total Divas this Sunday?
She drunk dials Stephanie.
Stephanie, yes.
Yeah.
That looks funny.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, it's damn real.
She's getting a fire, you know. She said so.
She is. Yeah. She is on this thing show that's been
or challenge for the title on the pay-per-view. One or the other.
Wanted to win the title.
And simultaneously as it's being broadcast that she's being fired,
mm-hmm.
So be challenging for the title on pay-per-view.
Yes, as it's happening. So do you think she wins?
Like I say, I don't think I have a feeling they have a... I think it might be just because... They're not going anywhere with AJ as champion.
Yeah.
They might just freshen it up.
Well, and I think with the Total Divas show and everything, I mean, it's not going to be back for a while now because it's the finale. They got to do with all these new shows probably after Mania again. But still, I think Natty's getting the biggest push she's ever gotten. Most feature. I don't want to call it push. But
like I said, I think the only two women in the women's division that anybody actually gives a shit about is her. And AJ. And then after that, the Bellas
will
get sort of a reaction, but not the reaction they want. I don't know, AJ gets the reaction they want. And then, of course, Eva Marie gets a reaction, but not a, you know, that's a whole other, that's an X-Pac heat. That's get the fuck out of the ring heat.
Well, right? yes, that's true.
So.
But, okay, and then we've got a handicap match.
Anyways, everybody watch that on YouTube. Just go in and type Diva saying funny things or something like that. It's pretty. We'll watch her after we've finished recording.
Yes. Punk against the Shield in a 3-on-1 handicapped match.
Yeah, so this is interesting because a couple of weeks ago, Punk's sitting there going, I know I can't win. You're going to see me get my ass kicked. It's just a question of how much am I going to take out of them before I do it. And then on this last Monday, he said, you think that was extreme what I did to Paul Heyman? Watch what I do to the Shield. I'm going to beat up all three of them.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that. It's like, be that defiant babyface. Yeah. You don't have to be a realistic babyface. The problem is, he's probably not going to win, or Daniel Bryan's not going to win. If either one of them do win, they totally kill the team. Of the two teams, I think you're more, of the two matches, you're more likely to see Punk win because the Shield is more likely to break up.
Exactly, yes. That's what break up, but at least, again, more problems.
More problems,
yeah.
Exactly. Not break up on that night, I didn't mean. But
just, no, but yeah.
But there's,
miscommunication within the Shield.
So, but how do you keep these matches from being different? Is part of it. Like, what I mean is, do both of them come down to one member against one member?
I think it comes down to 2-on-1. I think, unfortunately, it's going to be Seth Rollins as the odd man out. Seth Rollins will be out. It'll be Ambrose and Reigns against Punk. And Reigns will get ready to spear Punk. Punk will move. He will spear Ambrose. Punk will kick basically probably sweet chin music or clothesline Roman Reigns out of the ring and pin Ambrose.
Yeah.
Punk wins. It's because of Rollins or because of Roman Reigns' moves, his spear.
Yeah.
And there you go. And then there's the whole you fucking speared me thing, right? The dissension.
Well, doesn't he have to eliminate all three of them? Isn't it elimination matches?
No, I think this is a handicap match.
They're just handicap. Okay, yeah. I actually thought they were elimination matches.
No. They're just Down syndrome matches.
They're just Down syndrome matches. Okay.
Then you got Daniel Bryan against the Wyatt family. Get this. In a 3-on-1 handicap match.
Holy fuck, how'd they come up with that?
I don't know.
It's funny because this is obviously after coming off Monday. It's a bad time for Daniel Bryan to lose on pay-per-view. But Daniel Bryan should lose on pay-per-view here. I mean, Bray Wyatt should get the pin.
I don't think he will, though. I think Daniel Bryan will win as well.
It's possible.
Coming off, yeah. Unless Hunter's pissed at...
why be pissed at him? He didn't fucking do anything.
Because this is wrestling, and this is...
You were over, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, you asked.
You might draw us money, you dumb fuck.
I know. Kill it.
Yeah.
Interesting, though, they come up with these matches, much like Pat Patterson was the brains behind the Royal Rumble. It's a reverse thing, is that the auspices for these two matches were the writing team. Because they're handicap matches.
So they weren't written by Dynamite Kid?
No, the writers are retarded.
Oh.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Eugene?
Eugene, yeah.
Yeah, Eugene.
Okay. Yeah.
Me, Gene? Yeah.
No, Eugene.
No, anyway.
Evad Sullivan. The equalizer.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Addie.
You're right. You could see them both. I mean, the difference also is I get the feeling the Shield will not be facing Punk after this. Whereas I think the Wyatts versus Bryan is going to keep going for a while, too.
I guess.
I don't think the storyline of we're trying to recruit you and we're going to... I think that's still good. I think they still think that has legs because of the promo ability of Wyatt. So, and that's the other thing is because of the promo ability of Wyatt, they can lose. That's actually an advantage of the Wyatt family. They can lose because the guy's such a good promo and the act is so cool and the entrance is so cool.
Yeah. But the Shield can lose because they're the Shield as well, and they have been kept fairly strong. So
they're losing more lately, though. But it is interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how they play up this split because it is going to come down to probably who does Seth Rollins choose, and that the guy that he chooses will be the heel. The other guy will be the baby, and they could play it up so he could go with either one of them. Like I'm trying to keep you guys, and it's pretty obvious you're going to have to fight, and then eventually he.
Mm-hmm.
You do. It's going to be a swerve situation where I'm in. Reigns' corner. I mean, Reigns, and then he turns on him, probably is what it is. But, I mean, he's the one who's probably in a lot of ways actually going to get a lot of, but all three of them are going to, like, I like the presentation, the way they did it and the Slammy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Ambrose starting to talk and Reigns cutting off
yeah.
the other way around.
And then the other way around. But yeah, but unfortunately it said Roman or
I also
or
like
Seth
Ambrose
Rollins.
Coming out going, I know, I look good.
Who?
That was Ambrose.
Oh, yeah, I know,
funny.
I look good.
That was fun.
But unfortunately, yeah, in this whole thing, it is Seth Rollins that's just been the odd man out.
But like I said, I mean, he will have a role to play because it will become, who is he choosing? Who is he? Yeah, he's going to be a peacemaker, and then when he has to make a choice, who does he choose?
Now, but... And then, do you think that come TLC next year, do you think that Seth Rollins and Tyson Kidd will be challenging for the tag titles?
No.
Okay, so you just think they'll be a mid-card team?
No.
Yeah, that's no. pretty much where Seth Rollins is headed.
Maybe
possible. Justin Gabriel.
I don't think so. I don't think so. No, I don't think so because he's had enough good matches that I think they're like I said, I see him being
okay.
more like...
Or he fights Kofi. 75,000.
Yeah,
right?
that could be.
That's
probably
if
more like
he stays
like
a single,
that's
he will
more
fight
like
Kofi, he will fight Jack Swagger, he will
yeah.
fight Dolph Ziggler
yeah.
in that Miz, in that fucking
yeah.
go-nowhere bullshit.
Yeah, but
or
he'll be there.
It's a team.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he'll be there in the go-nowhere bullshit. That'll be great.
But that's fine. He's going to just give
fine.
Us good matches. Like, what, do you really think he's a megastar?
No, but I think he could... I don't know about megastar, but I think he's got the potential to...
Give us good, you're the undercard guy that gives us, you're the mechanic. Give us the really good wrestling matches.
I think he has the potential to kind of break through. Like, it's too late for Kofi. It's
yeah.
too late for Ziggler. It's too late for Miz. It's
I don't think all three of these guys
for
can break
Fandango.
Through.
Well, it was never anything happened for Fandango. Too late for Johnny Curtis, let's say. It's too late for all of those
yeah.
Jack Swaggers, all the do-nothing bullshitters. It's too late, but it's not too late
okay.
for Seth Rollins because he
that's
has...
That's fine. So, what's
he
going to be? He's going to be what John Morrison was. That's fine. You know what?
Yeah,
he's
that's
employed.
True.
He you know, he gives us good matches.
Mm-hmm. He'll make Julie
he'll
Hart
make on
wet.
he'll be on TV fairly regularly.
Morrison.
But, yeah, I mean, like I say, you can't have all three of them, and of the three of them, he's the best worker, but he's the least... The guy I would choose as well, if I was to choose the three of them. The guy who I would least likely try and make a star.
Yes.
So that's fine. But no,
and
I don't
the winner
think,
for
I don't
least
think,
likely to succeed is.
But I don't like.
No,
I don't think he'll be where. I don't think he'll be where Tyson Kidd and Justin Gabriel and Ethan Bourne and these guys are.
Evan Bourne,
whatever. Ethan Carter.
JTG.
Fuck him. Yeah, JTG. Best job in wrestling.
He does.
Right there. Sit at home, play video games, smoke weed, get. I'm good. No, well, maybe not. Like, he probably doesn't do those things. But he plays the video games, probably.
You don't think he plays video games? No. But
either way, it's downside, sit at home, get paid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, like, better than being on welfare. And, you know, the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much it.
Like, yeah, unemployment insurance or
yeah.
whatever the hell, you know.
Yeah. Then you got a TLC motherfucking match.
Oh.
This actually first one since they went to this pay-per-view format of the gimmicks every year that there's not a tables match, a chairs match, a ladder match, and then a TLC match as well.
You're right. Actually, you're right.
You know, because I was waiting, yeah, for like Wyatt family against Daniel Bryan in a chairs match.
Yeah, you're right.
A
yeah.
chairs match.
Instead, you have the championship with the one and only.
Yeah. Which,
yeah.
again, from a all, you know, from a standalone, this moment in time, looking at this card, forgetting about the bullshit that they do to not hype this show, that makes sense. That all you have regular matches underneath, and you have a big step for this unification match. In theory, that makes perfect sense. In execution, however.
Well, also, it really is, if you're going to finally unify it, I don't want it to be a stiff match where, because there's something about these stiff matches. If it's a blood feud, I guess you can believe that the winner of the stiff match.
This isn't a blood feud?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But he beat up his daddy.
That was like 2006
or something.
Yeah.
See? They've hated each other for that long.
Yeah. You know, not like, you know what, that's it. I mean, that's why, I mean, Hunter, for instance,
mm-hmm.
that's why he's pissed at Orton.
Mm-hmm.
because Orton had the audacity this last week to hit his wife. Because if say he did it a few years ago, he would have just forgotten about it. And
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's like, yeah. It's like they're going to unify the title here for the first time.
Yeah.
As like they told us on Vintage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fucking idiots.
I know, right? But, that's
fine right. When you hit my wife. I'm really mad. That time before, I was mad, but
Hunter,
that's okay.
Yeah, but
that's
did you hear what they're going to do on Raw now in the post-show? Hunter's going to hit all of Randy's wives. It's also going to hype up the Royal Rumble because I believe there's 30 of them.
So Hunter's kind of like Jimmy Snuka.
Kind of like Jimmy Snuka. Yeah.
Going to hit the wife.
Yeah, hit the wife.
Yeah.
Kind of. They'll still be alive, though.
And Randy Orton will be back at his hotel room playing video games and smoking weed. Well, just playing video games. I'm sorry.
What? You don't think he plays video games?
So should we
vote on who will win?
No, fuck no. Okay, vote on Randy. I think Randy will win. Oh, if Cena, 80%. Good job selling the match. You really made people believe Randy has a fucking shot.
244,937 votes.
Bullshit. Well, actually, it could be on the app. You know, 3 million people have downloaded it.
That's true.
Which means that they could get...
3 million people.
Is that 10% of people? Less than 10%? I don't know.
Anyways,
the point being, Randy Orton probably wins this, and they're certainly setting it up like, oh, he's not going to win because he's not going to have Triple H on the side, and then he will, leading to Triple H versus Cena in some way, is what it looks like. And I just, you know.
Well, there you go. You have the Triple H against Cena, and Cena will be with Vince.
Yeah.
And da-da-da, and that starts your Mania build with Cena and Hogan.
Yeah.
And you know what? If anybody's going to do that, it would be Cena. If anybody's going to team with Hogan, it should be Cena. And it's just a matter of, yeah. And like you said, I think Hunter and Batista makes the most sense.
Yeah, that could be Hunter and Batista, yeah.
I think that does make the most sense. So, but yeah, I like that. And then I said, I would like that WrestleMania.
Depending on Batista's schedule, yeah, that would definitely work.
So, yeah.
You know, yeah. Again, I...
See, from a very macro...
I really wish that... I really just... God damn it, if you're going to unify those belts. I'm really pissed that it's not an actual wrestling match.
Well,
best idea I heard was... And I still say that there's a strong chance that they unify it and then switch it, like, the next night on Raw or month later the Rumble and split them again. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. But the best idea that I ever heard is both guys go to the top of the ring. Both guys bring down the other guy's belt like we all had feared. Oh, no, the unified belts aren't unified. Both guys are.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince McMahon comes out and goes, we're not going to screw these fans again.
Yeah.
Right now, this is a normal singles match, one fall for the winner. And let them wrestle the rest of the match in a wrestling match, and Orton wins or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, Triple H then comes
out. They'll probably put
them
back up there or whatever. They'll probably put the belts back up there. Hang the belts back up there.
Well, I would hope you'd go back for a wrestling match there.
Yeah.
I really think if you're going to unify the belts, you should unify them in wrestling match.
You know what's funny? The last time they unified the belts, also a December pay-per-view.
Mm.
Vengeance was in December.
The difference is I ordered that one.
You know what I
get? Because I get 50% off, I can't say there's no chance I'm watching that.
Yeah, that's what you got?
Yeah.
You know what? You want to hear the ironic thing about
it? Because I work for a cable company, right?
Yeah,
there's a chance I will order.
We call you.
Mm-hmm.
You're our local cable company.
Mm-hmm.
Call your local cable company right now.
Mm-hmm.
Order this event.
I don't work that part.
Does anybody even have that part anymore?
Yeah.
You still have to call
your
local...
There still is a few people who do it that way, but not many.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize it's 70-year-olds ordered pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
They do?
Ironically...
For their grandkids.
Vengeance from 2001, where Jericho beat Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock on the same night.
Yeah.
I ordered that? On the computer.
Really?
I watched it on WWE.com and
really?
Streamed it on the computer.
I watched that at my friend Sean's house, which actually brings me back to, if we were to check, I don't know if we can get these numbers, we probably see the buy rate or the because they had built that fairly well. I was interested. I mean, they weren't at their best then, but they weren't at their worst either.
No.
I'm curious as to how many people ordered that and cared about the belts being unified compared to how many care today.
Yeah.
Like, what? Can try and Google that. Try and Google...
Vengeance 2001 buy rate?
Buy rate, yeah. Okay. Because I would guess about 300,000.
Yeah, I was going to say probably about 300,000.
Whereas this
guess.
One is looking at about 125. historically, table ladders and chairs, and Lord knows last year was a good example. Not at all a strong buy rate. What was it? It was one of the worst, right? It was one of the worst pay-per-view. Isn't it like one of the top 10 worst pay-per-views of all time, buy rate-wise? Yes. Last year's TLC?
Yes. We went through that, yeah.
Yeah, we went through that last week. So it was just brutal.
Vengeance.
And look at those numbers. They're incredible.
2001, 315,000 buys.
Yeah. And that was actually down from what they were doing around that era, it looks like. Actually, that's not bad given what it was.
No. Vengeance 2003 did 365. Big success at the time, it says.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that was Goldberg and Triple H. No, that was on. No, sorry, that was the other one.
That was Unforgiven.
That was Unforgiven. Yeah. So interesting though. Interesting. 315. So this one's probably going to get almost 200,000 people less watching it.
Yeah. And the Royal Rumble. I'm just looking for the Royal Rumble 2002. That was Jericho and The Rock and Vince and Flair.
What are you saying?
I'm trying to find it. That's what
Jericho,
I just said.
What was it, 2002? What was it?
Yeah, Royal Rumble. Oh, there you go. 670,000 for the Royal Rumble 2002.
And 2001, yeah, so a month later they're doing 670, so yeah, way up. But the one that really stands out there, Invasion, 775.
Yeah, yeah.
Way to fuck that up, guys.
Yeah.
Actually, this is interesting. Let's see 2004. Can you just go down to, I mean, we're seeing these numbers.
They're all over the place here, to be honest. Oh, month by month.
No. 2000.
Oh, this is in order now.
Oh, fucking, that's good. But it is incredible. I mean, you're looking at 2001, you're seeing million buys for WrestleMania, 600,000 Royal Rumble, no way out, almost 600,000, Invasion 775, SummerSlam 565, and that's where they, at that point, they killed the WCW Invasion.
They looked.
And they fucking go in half.
They got rid of King of the Ring because of 320,000 buys.
That's incredible, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had already fucked up the Invasion angle at this point.
There's Armageddon 2003.
240,000.
There's
that stands out as being a horrible buy at the time for 2003, but now that would be a fucking amazing buy rate.
If you look at these, like Great American Bash, 238, when they split the
brands.
That
was to split the brands, yeah. And they were talking about how bad the buy rates were.
Yeah.
Now, you can't do 238 for a single B-show. The best B-show now, I'm guessing, is probably Extreme Rules. And what's that doing?
Yeah.
Like 190 or something?
Yeah,
like
I was going to say, I thought it was maybe 220.
So, yeah.
But yeah, that's
funny. Crazy.
That's knucking futz.
Knucking futz.
But yeah, I think.
No, you're not a fart, or you're not a smart fella. You're a fart smeller.
Right, yeah. Fella.
But
I think that, yeah, I don't know, this. This TLC, I don't know. Yeah, Randy Orton wins, I guess, and there you go. And
I see 125 domestic. I see another 75. 65. I'll say 65 world. No, actually, that seems like a lot. 115 domestic.
65 world. It's free in the UK.
Yeah, I'll say 50 world for 165 total.
Yeah, okay. I'd buy that.
Yeah.
That sounds right. Well, I mean, I would even say maybe 150 with 150. Like 100 domestic, 50.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
You know. So, but, I mean, they don't have any competition.
But it is the most important match in WWE history.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Fuckers.
Fuck.
Yeah. No sense.
But we can watch it all on the network.
Well, let's talk about that. We had mentioned, I mentioned this a few weeks ago. I think we mentioned this like a year ago.
Yeah,
it should be going like a Netflix route.
Yeah.
And I talked about it again a few weeks ago. And now they have. Well, we know they listen, but I won't take all the credit for this because I'm sure.
Yeah. Most of it is my doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, they are looking at the Netflix model, which is great. Get the app on the Xbox, the PS4, the Xbox One, your smart TV, so you have an app.
Yeah.
Or your computer, you know, you'll be able to get an app on your phone, smartphone.
What I like about this.
It'll go worldwide right away. You don't have to worry
exactly.
about
that. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about our local cable company.
No.
Carrying it.
Now, I won't get it half off.
No.
But oh well.
But you'll still get it. Well, yes and no. I mean, you get pay-per-views half off, which are $30 then.
Yeah.
Now we're going to pay, what, 15?
Well, again, if Netflix is 8,
yeah,
and you're doing the same model, and I know they're going to have a lot of server costs and these different things. And
that was your telephone there that you just dropped, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I dropped it before. My phone sucks.
Let me kick it over to you.
Yeah. Why was I even grabbing it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I was checking to see if I had any.
Oh, your phone.
Oh, what? No, because you saw me grab it.
Right, right. That's right. And I didn't see tweezers.
No.
No.
So anyways.
Netflix is $8 a month.
If Netflix is $8 a month, I think you're going to have difficulty going 15 for a competing service.
Right.
So.
Well, yes and no.
10, I could see.
You know what the thing
12 max.
Well, there's two ways of looking at it. That's the Netflix comparison. Again, if you focus more on the fact, as I just said, that even at half off, you're spending $30 a month on pay-per-view, or you could spend half of that and spend $15. To me, again, pay-per-view is still, the events are still right now the driver behind the subscription.
Theoretically, yeah.
You mean, and they're going to have a press conference on January 8th
For me, it's Legends House. For you, it's Legends House. For everybody else, it's the pay-per-view.
It's Legends House mostly because of Hillbilly Jim.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
January 8th is in the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas. They're bringing in Shawn Michaels. They're going to have Hunter. They're going to bring in Austin there. They're going to have Cena and all the McMahons there to essentially announce the official kickoff dates and what the network is actually going to look like.
Yeah.
And make this all official. But yeah, this is I'm just excited about the fact that I'm going to get the network.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We weren't going to get it before. Yeah.
I say they have a much better chance of succeeding doing it this way. You don't have to worry about getting coverage or what do you call it, whatever, everywhere.
Yeah, we don't have to have the cable companies carry it. You don't have to worry about,
It's going
to
be available.
Yeah.
And like I say, you'll get it out there on the systems, the smart TVs,
what
and whatever.
What this does mean, though, what this does mean is that they're streaming their pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
They're streaming their pay-per-views to, even if we say 100,000 people,
mm-hmm,
okay, I realize they're not GoFightLive.com.
No.
But...
No, there's no reason this shouldn't work.
There's a million reasons this shouldn't work because it's never worked. WrestleMania crashed.
Yeah.
WrestleMania crashed last year for 20,000 people.
They didn't have the infrastructure in place then.
If this does, I'm just going to leave it at this, and then you can talk. If this does happen, this will literally be the first time iPay-per-view has worked.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yes,
pretty
and
close.
So that's what I'm saying.
Not 100%,
odds are not on
pretty
their
close.
Side.
Pretty close. Now, two things. Number one, Netflix, very rarely do I have any issue watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But you're also not watching a live stream.
Theoretically, I don't think it's that different.
But it has
I
been.
Have, no.
Then how come it's never worked?
Well, let's put it this way. I've watched live football games on my computer streaming to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not really all that different.
Nope.
NFL. NFL, you can order the NFL Network, get a live stream, watch it on your phone, watch it on
your
whatever.
How many people are doing that, though? Like, that's what I'm wondering. Like, how many people? Because this is what I'm saying, is that it seems to be that when everybody is doing it, you know, like,
I don't know,
lots
but
of
it's
people,
the,
back
it's
to
the NFL.
Issue. Yeah.
It's the NFL. It's a lot more watched than wrestling. A lot more.
But online streaming? Again, I don't know.
I still think it's probably more watched.
Yeah.
I really do.
I'm just...
Especially when you're talking about all around the world or whatever.
But now, here's...
You can watch any game, and I've never had an issue.
I'm not arguing. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here and open this up. But how many people are watching that game?
I don't know.
Again,
I don't really know how it works enough.
What I'm worried about, again, is that 100,000 people are going to converge at the same time to watch the same thing at once. And as
well,
I said,
more, yeah.
I'm not convinced yet because we don't have any evidence that this will work. Until it works, I'm not convinced.
I would suggest that the night that, the very first night on Netflix that Avengers becomes available,
mm-hmm,
that probably over 100,000 people watched it around the same time that night.
Like,
it would not surprise me at all. I know it's a little different, but again,
you're not live streaming. You don't have satellite that are beaming up live to do this. Like, it's doing it live versus tape. No, on live and tape, it's like watching it on pay-per-view. Like,
Well, we talk about ROH Final Battle, which is about going to start right about, you know, just a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be on iPay-per-view. I'm going to watch it after it goes off the air tonight when they put it on pay-per-view on slight delay. I won't watch it, but I mean, I'm watching that. I'm not watching WWE for sure because that's fucking way better product. But, so I'll watch it in the morning or whatever. And they can't do that. And they're probably looking at 1,500 people who are going to order it.
That's it.
So, I mean, I understand your trepidation. On the other hand, WWE is the reason why they're saying that this is going to cost. Actually, they still need 1 million subscribers to turn the profit. Is because the infrastructure cost of streaming this stuff is going to be so crazy high.
Oh yeah,
and they are really investing in it, and so that's where I see no reason it shouldn't work.
I mean, Invicta had problems. And that was the best bet. That was the closest that I could get is that Invicta paid to have an actual real, like, same as a television pay-per-view kind of service, just only broadcasting to computer versus.
Yeah, that was the woman's only fighting.
Yeah. And they even had problems. Yeah. And that seemed to be, if there was going to be a solution, it was that.
I do think that there's, I mean, again, I don't think in the Japan you're getting 80,000 people watching them. And I don't believe. From what my understanding is, that they're not having issues.
That's right. Yeah. And Triple A did had big issues.
Triple A did, but they're
Mexican.
No.
Yes, they are.
Well, they are. But I was gonna say fucking idiots.
Oh, because they're Mexican.
No,
racist Mo.
No.
That's Mo at WeTalkPodcast.com. Jesus.
You can call me Mo.
Jesus.
No, I really don't think that. I mean, the New Japan is getting like 80,000 people watching it. I think the biggest pay per views are getting even more.
Yeah,
it's a huge success, and you don't hear about the issues over there. So I think they'll be able to make it work.
I hope so. I do. I hope so. And I said,
if you're doing it, and say I'm watching it on my my smart TV,
mm-hmm.
somebody else is watching it on their smart Blu-ray player. You're watching it on your phone. Somebody else is watching it on the Xbox. I don't know if that is the same server or not, or how that'll work.
Yeah, you're right.
Converges.
I don't know. When you have that sheer number of people.
Don't get me wrong. If it fucks up, if that very first pay-per-view is, right now it looks like the second pay-per-view available may be, because I don't think Royal Rumble will be available.
No, I'm thinking.
The second pay-per-view may be WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The first pay-per-view may be Elimination Chamber. But both of those, if either one or both fuck up, that could be huge.
And I think
there's failure of this.
Honestly, I think you're
so they,
very
if they're
going to
do this, especially this quick, and fucking UFC is following suit, you better have your ducks in a row.
I think you're smart to do this for Chamber to be the first.
Yeah, experiment.
Test, yeah, exactly. You know, although he's dead. But, and UFC, going to follow suit and do their international stuff. But
too bad he's dead. I know you were a testicle.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That was a big testicle.
Yeah, well, you're not an asshole. We should really give an update on that. We are looking at 2 weeks.
I know, 2 weeks. We're going to close out the year, and it's been a tremendous year. And, again, this is every time, but it's constant, and I just want to thank everybody.
For those new listeners who may not have heard for a while, give them the update on what we're talking about.
My 2013 New Year's resolution was to not be an asshole.
And that is a huge commitment on your part.
It was.
Not easy, folks.
It was like 10
some minutes. People give up eating. Some people give up, smoking, cocaine. None of this is difficult. That's what Addy had to go through.
That's
not
right.
Not being an asshole.
That's right. Luckily for you, you didn't stop any of those things.
No.
No.
I'm this fat, even though I'm doing the cocaine.
That's excellent. But that was my New Year's resolution, and there were times where I wanted to give it up.
Yeah, I know you. They're probably crossed your head. Sometimes you probably thought to yourself, that Mo's a fat fuck, but you wouldn't say it.
I just never would. I bit my tongue. Mm-hmm. You should see the scars.
Mm-hmm.
But I just because of all the cards and the letters and the emails that I was getting.
Your support that's gotten through, folks.
That's got through, and we've just got 2 weeks to go. And then I can come up with a new New Year's resolution.
And go back to being an asshole, or are you just going to, it's permanent, right?
What? But with the network.
Yeah.
New logo, new WWE logo as well.
It's pretty smart.
Been debuted and
simple, and it looks good. So
play button there. Talking about WrestleMania, did you hear the Raw after WrestleMania has sold out?
Yay!
It sold out it was a pre-sale, I guess?
I would say the last 2 years, the Raw after WrestleMania, probably 5 times as good and entertaining as Raw.
Oh, and yeah, like the highlight of the year.
Yeah.
You know,
last
in terms
2 years
of Raw.
Is way better than actual... better than WrestleMania is the Raw the next night, definitely. I'd rather, if you ask me, what do you rather watch? WrestleMania for free.
Yeah.
Or the night after, the Raw, I'd say the Raw. Last 2 years, for sure.
Yeah, I would wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yeah.
Let's see, what the fuck. All right, well...
I just want to say ROH Final Battle again. I'm going to implore people again to give it a shot.
Well,
$15.
Before we talk about ROH really quick, I do want to put a quick little TNA note, because it was local here, that in Calgary,
mm-hmm.
the hockey team, the Calgary Flames,
mm-hmm.
Come up with a joint promotion for last Thursday's Impact.
Mm-hmm.
Right when you start in the first day, the headline in all of the Calgary sports websites, Feast or Fired.
Yeah. Jay Feaster is the name of the... you could have opened up with that. You see, you said Jay Feaster was the general manager of the local hockey team for the NHL, the Calgary Flames, and he was let go a couple of days ago. See, so the headlines read, Feaster fired. Which, of course, if you're a TNA fan, and who of you is, that made sense. So there's that joke. ROH.
Yeah. That's the Ring of Honor.
The Ring of Honor Wrestling.
I fell into a burning Ring of Honor.
And their final battle is essentially their WrestleMania.
Yes.
Their Bound for Glory type deal. They've
seriously
run it
now.
Well, yeah, you're right. It's bigger than Bound for Glory. But it's their big event. It's the last event of the year. And, of course, how they run, after they do this event, they take a little break.
Yeah.
They don't run again for a month or so. They do have television tapings through, but... to take them through, but that will air on their show. But yeah, I mean, the final battle is they have a really good card. It's their WrestleMania. Only one actual gimmick match.
Yeah.
That's the strap match with Mark Briscoe versus the pro wrestling's last real man, Silas Young.
Yes. Well, and the reason they're doing that in the city is because they're in Manhattan. They have the right by the water.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of people from down south that take the boats over and have immigrated to the United States. So they had decided to have, because of that popularity, a Caribbean strap match.
Yeah. Savio Vega will be there, right?
I believe he is.
So the strap match with Mark Briscoe versus Silas Young. Mark Briscoe's promos leading to this have been fantastic,
awesome.
Of course.
Yes.
Both have incredible promos.
Joe Briscoe.
Jimmy Big Diggy. There's only one beer.
The Broskis.
Yeah. But, watch yourself. Go watch Jay Briscoe's final promo for this. It's the greatest thing ever.
That is excellent.
It's on YouTube, on their ROH channel.
You got Matt Hardy's going to have a match on there, too.
Yeah,
right?
Adam Page. It's Matt Hardy. Adam Page.
Isn't he the champion?
No. Who's that's Adam Cole.
Adam Cole. And we have Adam Page? We can have two Adams.
No, I know.
Matt Hardy's fighting Shane Page.
He's fighting Addy Page.
Shane Page.
Addy.
Shane.
Gregory.
Gregory Page.
Okay.
Done.
Gregory Page versus Matt Hardy. Because there's also a Matt Taven.
The Hurrah Page. What?
There's a Matt Taven. And
a Matt Hardy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's change Matt's name to Jeff.
Okay.
Gregory Page versus Jeff Hardy.
Is your opening match? So you got your strap match, the Mark Briscoe versus Silas Young.
Oh, and then you've got Adrenaline Rush, which is, I hope they, do you think that's their music? Adrenaline Rush, Adrenaline Rush.
I think they'd love it to be.
Adrenaline Rush, Adrenaline Rush.
I don't
rush.
Think they should pay for it. Adrenaline Rush is one of those teams who, unbelievable, high-flying moves.
So they're from the WWF?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
For high flying, but no sense of psychology whatsoever.
So it's Tadarius Thomas and ACH?
Yeah, no sense. Against the Young Bucks, though, Nick and Matt Jackson, of course, they were in, what were they called in in
Generation
or
Me.
TNA, Generation Me.
And the Young Fox.
The Young Fox. And they had a chance against to be in WWE, but didn't shake hands. We saw them here for Heart Legacy Wrestling. No, actually, I guess for AAA Canada, because it was the second event.
Yes.
They're really terrific live, I got to say that. So they did impress
me. They shook my hand after the match.
Yeah, well, they like you.
They hate Booker T.
Stretcher match. So I guess there must be a second. There is a second gimmick. This
stretcher match. Loser must stop using the pile driver. So there goes your no gimmicks.
Yeah, yeah. And,
it's also a tuxedo match.
No.
Was a coal miner's glove on a pole?
No.
In a cage?
No. So. But Michael Bennett versus with Maria Kanellis versus Mr. Wrestling Kevin Steen.
Yes.
So that'll be a great match.
Now, is this because, was it Kevin Steen or was it, no, it was Michael Bennett that did the pile driver on Blowjob Whitmer.
On BJ Whitmer.
Yes.
Blowjob Whitmer sent us the email.
He did. Well, he's lying up in bed. He doesn't have anything else to do.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, it's it was, that was where it was. That's
okay.
He does that.
So now it's going to be a stretcher match.
Yeah. So anyways, ROH World Tag Team Championship, Outlaw Inc. versus Red Dragon. Now, I'm not a fan of Red Dragon as a team.
No.
Because I'm not a big fan of, what's his name, something O'Reilly, what's his name?
Kyle.
Kyle O'Reilly, thank you. I like
Shane.
Bobby Fish.
Shane O'Reilly.
I like Bobby Fish, even though his last name is Fish. But Outlaw Inc. is fucking great, and I think they will get the belt here. They have, like, the greatest entrance, and it's
the mask, the clown mask.
Homicide and Eddie Kingston.
Yeah.
There's two Eddies, actually. There's Eddie Kingston and Eddie Edwards.
Oh. Okay.
What are we going to fucking do here?
Chavo Kingston.
Chavo or Eddie Classic?
Huh?
No, that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
Classic Edwards?
Chavo Kingston.
Okay, that works
Kingston.
For me.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, that should be really good. Matt Taven with the Truth Martini and the HOTs, which is two of the hottest women, and maybe only one because we've only seen Scarlett lately.
Yeah.
You can never imagine, though, against the Sicilian psychopath, Tommaso Ciampa.
Alex Carrera. Oh, Tommaso Ciampa.
Not your friend, Alex, no.
Oh. So then, yeah, okay. Then you got Jay Lethal and Roderick Strong against Eddie Edwards and a mystery partner, Chavo Edwards and a mystery partner.
That's because, of course, it was supposed to be Davey Richards in his final match.
Yes.
But he has a big mouth and did an interview with a British online website.
Yeah, probably
and
the UK
so
somewhere.
They pulled him from the pay-per-view, and he will not get a final match. He really has burned a lot of bridges. If he doesn't make it in the WWE, he can't go to Japan, can't go to, like, there's very few places he can go. He can't go to, he's burned his, though they might fix it again, but he's burned bridges with Sapolsky in the past.
No, Sapolsky was teasing that he was coming in.
Yeah, he has burned bridges with him in the past.
Yeah,
so
but Sapolsky will put it aside.
Probably.
He'd go to TNA.
But either way,
They took a fucking coked up drunk to be their fucking champion to fight Sting.
Right now, they have given up AJ Styles for, it appears, Sting. Because it looks like Sting has re-signed because he's being advertised for January.
I don't know. No, but that's just against, but that's also...
For the live event in January, he's being advertised.
Yeah, but isn't it if Carter beats him that he's got to leave?
Maybe.
I thought that was it.
But either way, the way they're getting rid of people and they're not even having, I don't know that he could go there. Especially with given his attitude issues and his...
But that's what they're talking about, is that they're going to take on talented...
Not talking about Davey.
Yeah, they're talking about talented people that will work cheap.
I don't think Davey will work cheap, if you think.
I just don't see it.
I think he's burning bridges.
Go be a fireman, then. Who cares?
He's going to try and get to the WWE, because they are there on that... those tryouts.
The internship, yeah.
Yeah, the internship.
So you got Jay Lethal and Roderick Strong against Eddie Edwards and Rhino.
No, speculation is that it is going to be Chris Hero...
There you go.
So
perfect.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So probably will be him. But no guarantee. It could be Rhino.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the World Championship, which is just such a great match. It's built so incredible. Jay Briscoe. Been there since day one.
Day one.
And
Murphy Rick.
Literally. Day one. Tag team guy. Company guy. Never really gets a shot at the title. Finally gets a shot, wins it. Gives up the belt immediately. Here's the storyline. Gives it up immediately.
Yeah.
The other challenger, but still calls himself the real world champion.
Yeah,
never
he had a belt, grew legs, and came to him.
That motherfucker came to him. That's what his promo said. It's so awesome.
I'm sorry. So he can't be with Eddie Edwards because also in this match, Rhino.
No. No, that's Michael Elgin.
Oh.
Unbreakable, Michael Elgin, Rhino 2.0.
Oh.
Like a better Rhino.
Rhino 2.0?
Well, and it's from Toronto.
So he's better?
Yeah.
Huh. How do you figure?
Actually, Rhino's pretty good, but he is a little better. Anyways, Michael Elgin's pretty awesome. Michael Elgin, the strongest man.
Michael Elgin's from Toronto?
No. Yeah, he is, actually, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Something else
Rob Ford's favorite wrestler.
Michael Elgin is the strongest man currently in ROH, arguably the strongest man ever in ROH, and that includes Claudio Castagnoli. And he has been there for years.
He's the strongest man in ROH.
Yes.
Okay. You know, if he went there, Hornswoggle would become
I believe Michael Elgin or Mike Bennett, the 6'3", 260-pound Mike Bennett would be the next strongest, but they're not as small as you think, though they do have a lot of small guys. But anyway, the point being, Michael Elgin
talking about Hunter again?
Probably a small penis?
Yeah.
Michael Elgin is probably the best, most dominant wrestler to never hold the title. So you have the best, most dominant wrestler to never hold the title, the man who's the company man who finally got the title and got screwed out of it and had to leave it against Adam Cole, who is the unbelievably talented young
Ric Flair.
Undeniable Ric Flair.
Nick Bockwinkel Ric Flair, yeah.
Yeah, type character who is, his talent is so unbelievable. He's arguably the most talented person to ever be in Ring of Honor. That includes your Dan O'Briens, and that includes your CM Punk. He's unbelievable, but he's very young and he's cocky. So that's a great storyline for your world championship.
See.
So anyways, I just think if you want to watch for $15 some really great action, probably too long. Because most ROH are, but still great action.
The best is this four-way that they've got for the championship, according to their website.
World yeah, they champion Adam up
Cole versus Brandon versus Jay Briscoe versus Adam Cole.
So three Adams. What the fuck?
What the fuck? Well, you know what it is? It's
excuse me.
This is like Adam Cole. It's like there's two doinks.
Now, what about a dink?
Yeah.
A little dink.
Little Dink.
Yeah, Little Dink. Remember Little Dink? Oh, no.
Lord Little Dink.
Lord Little Dink.
Yeah, Lord Little Dink.
And that does bring one other thing ROH is doing is if you go to the front page of their website for a second, I can't remember what they call it, but it's kind of like, remember when, not Tough Enough, what was it that they were doing? Gut Check.
Cunt Check.
Yeah, they were doing that. They have their kind of a version of that, basically. They're doing a...
this is the front page.
Oh, is that the front page? Well, keep going down.
What?
Go down. Keep going down. No, don't.
Oh.
Okay, forget it. It's no longer on there, but they're doing something where they're bringing in undiscovered talent for a tournament, and that looks pretty cool, too, coming up. So there's something else that I'm looking forward to watching.
Yeah, I think that'll probably show up after Final Battle.
Yeah, probably, yeah. All right.
But,
damn it.
Damn.
You have anything else to talk about?
Let's see. Lord Little Dick. Feaster fired.
Your notes are nothing about what's happening. It's like they're all your jokes that you brought up.
I'm good people. I'm trying to think of if there's really that's about it in the news in terms of you said the
no, it's time. We're in an hour and a half in. Yeah. We still gotta watch those. You gotta leave in a half hour. You got a Christmas party to go to?
Yeah, Christmas party.
Sorry, that sucks.
I know I drank a lot last night, so I'm trying to hydrate myself so I could drink a lot tonight.
Oh yeah. So. You'll need to. I hate Christmas.
Yeah.
But we've got to watch those divas talking in the funny shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, website, again, hopefully I'm going to get some time off over the holiday season to work on it a little bit. When we disappear from iTunes, we're going to be reappearing on a different feed almost immediately, so if you're a subscriber.
Yeah, so we won't disappear from iTunes, we'll just shift on iTunes.
We'll shift and we'll be gone for a little while.
What?
It won't be instantaneous.
Really?
For a very little while, we'll be off.
Like how many hours?
Like 48 to 72 maximum.
Could be
less. Could be like 6.
Yeah, okay.
4.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
2.
Yeah.
1.
I got you. And we'll talk about it after the air.
Lift off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, email Addy at...
ADDIE at WeTalkWrestling.com.
Twitter us at...
At WeTalkWrestling.
Get us on iTunes at...
WeTalkWrestling.
Go to the website of...
WeTalkWrestling.com.
And you can, or you can find us on Twitter at...
We Talk Wrestling. We already did that.
I'm just saying, if I get you.
And Adam Cole.
And reach us on Stitcher at...
I don't know. look up We Talk Wrestling on Stitcher. Also, facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling is another way you can find us there. He's, he's Mo.
And he's O-U-T.
Yeah. All right, so that's going to do it for, like I said, yet another week. So in the proverbial meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
I mean, watch these divas. You tell me which one you think I'm most likely to bang, okay?
None of them.